Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge, supported by Villa Gaiety. For the latest Watson information, visit villagaiety.com.
PJ and Perfect on Manx Radio. Siobhan had a lovely chat with him last week in the Live Lounge. His new single, we're loving it here. Great, isn't it? Right, I mentioned Francesca May. I mentioned that she had some news for us. Well, we're going to find out from Francesca herself. First up, this is her single, Red Light. 5:27 here on Manx Radio.
Every night I lie awake and I think, what did we really have to lose? Were we really going to make it? I think you didn't really choose to go.
Perfect. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I only got to 5.
You can probably count higher than that, though, I'm guessing.
Oh, I wouldn't be sure.
It's so lovely to welcome Francesca May back to the studio. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
It's lovely to see you. And you're here because I happened to bump into you a few weeks ago and you delivered some exciting news.
I did. Yes.
What are you doing?
I am finally moving back to London.
Because you came back how many years ago now?
3 years, it'll be in April.
Yeah, and was this because of lockdown, was it? Was that kind of why?
Because of COVID, yeah, unfortunately. But we are finally going back in a couple of weeks' time. week's time. Andrew's already down there, so yeah.
So when you were there, where had you got to with your music?
We'd literally just started getting onto the gigging scene, which was so annoying. Right before, I think I had like a gig about 3 days before we locked down fully, and it was a really lovely gig, but obviously not many people were there because everyone was already scared of COVID and things like that. So yeah, we were finally getting into it, and then lockdown and everything shut down.
So frustrating. But when you came back here, we were in a slightly different position, weren't we? So you could still gig over here.
It was so strange coming back after being in that isolation period and then coming out, and I was allowed in the shop without a mask. It was really strange. But yeah, it was so different over here, and I could get back into gigging, which was really nice.
So just remind us, for those who, I mean, we've spoken to you several times, but just remind us how it works with you and Andrew.
So me and Andrew are together, you know, he's my boyfriend, and he is my producer as well, and he plays guitar for me, and you know, he's my roadman, he's my photographer, he does my filming, absolutely everything. So we write together a lot as well, and then he produces my songs.
So he's back in London now, and what sort of stuff has he been doing? Because he said he's been kind of like laying the land for you before you go back.
Yeah, so he went down at the start of February, and he's working in venues and things. So he's back at the Roundhouse, which is nice. He works at Sadler's Wells, the Alexandra Palace. He's absolutely everywhere. Busy.
Such
man.
Cool venues.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Who's been on at the Roundhouse recently?
Renee Rapp was there recently, and
oh,
I was so unbelievably jealous. I've wanted to see her live forever, but obviously I'm not over there yet, so I was really mad. But yeah, he wasn't working that shift, and I wouldn't let him go and watch her without me. So
quite right too.
Yeah.
Did you see Mean Girls?
I've not seen it. No.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
I need to go watch Mean Girls.
I
know, I do. Yeah. I think Olivia Dean is on there soon, and Griff as well will be on there.
Word.
But all before I'm going down, which is really annoying.
Frustrating, but excellent artist. Well, but this is it, isn't it? Now you're heading back, you'll be able to see all these brilliant people and be inspired by them.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to see you, because you're going to be getting back out on the scene again. I mean, what is this sort of rough plan when you get there?
Well, we are going to be trying to get onto gigs, as many as we can, even if it's just little ones. Maybe some support slots as well, like I opened up the Mimi Web in September, so something similar to that maybe. Obviously it's a lot bigger pond down there, so it's going to be so hard, but we're going to try and network a lot and work with other artists as well, like myself. I'm not trying to aim too high just yet, just keep it nice and level, you know. Other little independent artists like me, that just want to write together, record together, all things like that.
Is it basically just a case of it's who you know? So you just have to, like you said, just network and try and meet as many people as possible?
That's literally it, yeah. You just have to. There's so many events and things though where there's gigs, and then you can network afterwards, and it's all kind of creatives that go and watch these gigs and all chat to each other after. So we're going to go to as many of them as we can.
And I suppose in some respect you're in a pretty good position with Andrew, with the work that he does, because he's sort of in the industry already and maybe meeting people that
way. It's great. He's sending me, I get a new follower on Instagram every other day. He's like, oh, I've just met this person, I told them to follow you.
Yes, like, Andrew.
Yes, amazing, you're doing great.
So what would be your ultimate then, if you're looking ahead to say like 2 years down the line, where do you want to be?
I would love to have like a support slot on a tour. Mm-hmm. I think that would be amazing. Obviously selling millions of records.
Of course.
That's the dream. But, you know, we've got to start small. Yeah, I'd love a support slot and just working with as many artists as I can.
And you've kept yourself very busy while you've been on the Isle of Man. You've continued writing and releasing, haven't you?
Yes, definitely. And it's easy, you know, when Andrew's over, because we can record and then just release straight away. So it's really good.
And how's the kind of reaction been to the songs that you have released so far?
It's been really nice, actually. You know, I've had a lot of support, especially from you guys playing it a lot, and other radio stations across, BBC Introducing have been a massive help. A few like independent playlists as well on Spotify and things have given them a play as well, which is nice.
Getting the word out about Francesca May. Okay then, so what would be your next release? Have you got anything kind of in the pipeline?
We have been working on something very exciting. It's called Dead and Gone. It is very similar to Leave Me on Fire, which is, you know, a more upbeat kind of vibe. It's definitely different to stuff I've released in the past. A lot more upbeat. Yeah, I love it. I think it's one of my favourites so far, but I can't wait to get it out.
Well, I know it's not quite ready yet, but as soon as it's ready, will you let us know?
Of course.
Can we
you
please
will be the
play
first
it?
To hear it.
Yes. This is what we want to hear. She might be heading off to the big smoke, but you're not going to forget about us, Francesca May, are
Never,
you?
Ever, no.
That's what we like to hear. Thank you for taking the time. Do keep us posted and all the very best with your career. Where can people follow you? Online, I mean, not as in literally.
Absolutely everywhere. My at is at Francesca May G on most social media platforms. I'm also on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, absolutely everywhere.
And if you're down in London and you can give the girl a gig, give her a shout.
Yes, please do.
Oh, thanks to Frankie May. Do follow her online, Francesca May G. Find out how she's getting on in London. We've got so much to fit in. Here's some Bill Withers and Use Me. My friend. Sounds of Silverdale. So beautiful. So moving. Speaking of which, along with many, many people from the local music scene and beyond, I was heartbroken to learn of the death of Sarah Pizarre here on the island earlier this week. A tiny girl with a mighty voice and a bigger personality. She was punk, funk, soul and sass all rolled into a super strong, perfectly pint-sized package of 1930s dirty glamour. In fact, if you know that image of Rosie the Riveter from the Second World War, you know, the dotted red scarf round her head, sleeves rolled up, guns out and a look of can-do determination on her perfectly made-up face, that was Sarah. She was part Janis Joplin, a bit Billie Holiday, shades of Grace Slick and a sliver of skin from Skunk Anansie. But ultimately, she was uniquely herself. I've got so many great memories of Sarah, knowing her as a friend, as a recording artist, and watching her front the superb group The Heights, playing on the back of a truck bed, along with Chris Garrett, Aaron Forster, Helen Morrison, now Foxtrap fame, and Hannah Leigh on drums. They blend urban soul, funk and a dash of psych, it says, on their Reverb Nation page, where you can still find their songs, and I urge that you do. Sit back this weekend with a glass of something as strong as Sarah Pizarre and toast her memory. I know I will be. In the meantime, here are The Heights, fronted by Sarah Pizarre. This is their song, Keith. If you know, you know.
Running in circles. for money he couldn't find. You wore his heart on his sleeve, yeah, his belt on his arm. He's not going home, he's thinking it over. Yeah.
We've come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should. You're so rare, so fine. I'm so glad you're mine. You're so rare, so fine. I'm so glad you're mine. You make me glad I'm a woman, 'cause you're a feeling, thinking man. And anytime I know you're needing, I'm gonna please you every way I can. You're so rare, you're so fine. I'm so glad you're mine. You're so rare and so fine. You clear the questions from my mind. I was afraid to say I love you, afraid to take, too eager to give. You help me deal with what I'm feeling, with why and how I want to live. You're so rare, man, you're so fine. You know, I'm so glad you're mine. You're so very rare and so fine. I'm sure not glad you're mine. I have to praise you when you hold me, when you work your way around. That your sweet love ain't found. You make my moan turn to whisper. You make my whisper turn to call. You make me scream and scream that I love you. When you make me rise and fall. You're so rare.
That, of course, used brilliantly as a sample in Fatboy Slim's Praise You. That is Take Your Praise. And before that, celebrating the life of Sarah Pazar with one of the Heights songs. Keith apparently was one of her favourites. Lan's been in touch and shared a video from Peelstock of them playing that. There are some videos of the Heights. Do look them up, because as a live performer, Sarah was captivating. Genuinely, the energy and the spunk that girl had, and of course that voice, you heard it in Keith there. I think that was a recording that was performed pretty much as live. But if you go to Reverb Nation and search The Heights, you'll find other songs like the brilliant, super punchy Miffy, which is just ace as well. And I think Long Time Woman, I think, is on there as well. But do go search them up. Sarah, we miss you already, and you will be very missed for many, many years to come. Still to come, we're going to be catching up with the 15-year-old rapper. Super talented. I mean, so talented, this guy. Really switched on as well. He's going to go so far. We've also got the gig guide. For
Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge, supported by Villa Gaiety. For the latest Watson information, visit villagaiety.com.